Two people have died when their two-seater aircraft crashed near the Springs airfield in Ekurhuleni. The city's disaster and emergency management say that both patients were found inside the wreckage when paramedics and rescuers arrived at the scene yesterday. It is understood the aircraft was about to land when it crashed last night. The identities of the deceased have been withheld. In other news now, five teenagers have died in a vehicle crash on the R61 between Ngobo and Kusumvaba in the Eastern Cape earlier today, while a number of others have been taken to hospital with injuries. The crash happened near Bayele village after the minibus driver allegedly lost control of the vehicle and it overturned, killing the youngsters. Transport Department spokesperson Unati Pingose says the taxi was travelling from Cape Town to Mount Frere and Umbu, believed to have been ferrying children ahead of schools reopening on Wednesday. In UJ news now, disentangling the mess that Eskom is in will take political will, expertise and bold, innovative strategizing, says the University of Johannesburg's Vice-Chancellor and Principal, Professor Chilidzi Marwala. The professor yesterday penned an opinion piece in City Press. This morning he spoke to Radio 702's Bongani Bingwa.
One of the issues that I raise on that article is the fact that much of the expansion in the workforce at Eskom has been in the non-technical domain, which is a problem, you know. So the second issue that I also raise is the fact that if you look at the total staff complement of Eskom and compare it with other similar organizations around the world, you will come to the conclusion that it is probably overstaffed.
Finally, to the Philippines we go, where the Taal volcano in that country began spewing lava in the early hours of this morning, leading to fears that a hazardous eruption is imminent within hours or days. The volcano, located some 70 kilometers south of the capital, Manila, has triggered the mass evacuation of 8,000 people from the area, with authorities in the surrounding province, Batangas, declaring a state of calamity, signifying major disruption. The rand is trading at 14.38 to the US dollar, 18.66 to the British pound, 15.99 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,553.55 a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter include DJ Zintle, Praveen Must Go, and Malima. Johannesburg is sunny today with some cloud cover, with a low of 15 and a high of 27. Recapping your top story.